The title of today's symposium is Incorporating Genomic Knowledge into Crop Simulation Models. And 1942 was a very turbulent time, but in that time, Joseph Schumpeter came up with this idea of creative destruction. And in essence, what he was saying, and this is for the social sciences rather than the physical sciences, but it applies as well to some of the things we're doing, and that is incessantly destroying the old one, incessantly creating a new one. And how can we deal with the professional challenges that lie ahead? We know that creative destruction takes place. And if you heard Tom Friedman's comments, he mentioned DEC, Digital Equipment Corporation, and there may be some people in this room who've never heard of Digital Equipment Corporation, but they were the second largest computer manufacturer in the world behind IBM, and there was also Data General, and that was the time they were called mini computers. And this is a famous quote from the president of DEC. Ridley Scott, the famous movie director, took theme from George Orwell's 1984, combined that with Fritz Lang's Metropolis, the great silent movie, and he created this commercial for Apple Computer, and it was shown in 1984 at the Super Bowl, and it's one of the most widely shown commercials, and it was this woman attacking Big Brother. And there was a bunch of people marching into a very plain, dull meeting room, and they were like automatons, and she was representing Apple Computer and trying to break the screen, which represented IBM and Big Brother. And so again, this idea of creative destruction and challenging. Crop simulation modeling, among many applications, can play an important role in plant breeding. In a future with an increasing population, decreasing land resources, and a changing climate, in a climate where we'll be exposed to more extremes. Normally, it may take like 11 years to develop a new wheat cultivar from starting out with maybe 64,000 lines to release a line. And because of these pressures that we're having, it would be very helpful if we could work with plant breeders to decrease that time. A major challenge facing crop simulation modeling, at least in my perspective, is incorporating the necessary genomic information into models in order to address phenotypic plasticity in response to biotic and abiotic stresses. And with any task that one starts, the question is, how much knowledge do we need to accomplish this task? What code will remain viable and what code will go? Will simulations with new algorithms be improved if time steps change? Because many of our models run on daily time steps. And can we combine hourly and daily time steps? And what about new variables? You know, we've had technology of automated weather stations for at least 30 years in the developed world, and we're able to measure different kinds of variables that are not used or currently not used in many models. Obviously, some models include them, but like wind speed and relative humidity. And something we have to think about. One danger is being too comfortable with ideas, because then you're not receptive to new and or different ideas. And John Norman put that in a slightly different perspective in this paper that's in this book. I don't know if it's, if you go to Wiley-Blackwell, if they have it, Sustaining Soil Productivity in Response to Global Climate Change. But what he called being too comfortable is intellectual inertia, because we're really comfortable with things. Why change, right? but an uneasy tension between collective validation of the known, dealing with what the things we feel comfortable with, and not being afraid to address the unknown. Well, how's one way to deal with this situation? One way we saw this morning was this group that Cynthia Rosenzweig is taking a leadership role in. Another way is using the analogy of the Netflix prize. And it ended up that they found they offered $1 million prize, and they had initially there were thousands of teams from 186 countries, and it ended up that the winning team consisted of 7 members from the U.S., Canada, Austria, and Israel, with all different kinds of skill sets. And as you could see in the bottom here, the biggest lesson learned was the power of collaboration. And one of the things, we tend to talk a lot to each other. And one of the, again, with the technology that we have today, there's no reason why we can't interact with people from around the world. And maybe in a few years we might interact with people from outer space. Who knows? But anyway, where to get this money? And one source might be the McMaster Foundation. I spoke with Greg, and he was thinking his foundation would be interested in something like this. So it's something that we could talk to him afterwards if he'd be willing to accept proposals.
We accept donations.
But anyway, so is it possible to use the Netflix Prize as a prototype to assemble international teams of scientists addressing the development of new crop simulation models?